From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The United Nations Security Council has begun to focus on the humanitarian needs of the people of Iraq. The Security Council met today for another report by Hans Blix, the chief UN weapons inspector. All the inspectors have been pulled out of Iraq for their own safety, so council members used the session to talk about what lies ahead and the role the United Nations should play. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The weapons inspectors were required by UN resolutions to file a work program by March 27th that defines remaining disarmament tasks in Iraq. They did as required, but U.S. Ambassador to the UN John Negroponte questioned the relevance under the current circumstances.
The fact of the matter is that the situation on the ground will change, and so will the nature of the remaining disarmament tasks. Considering a work program at this time is quite simply out of touch with the reality that we confront.
But comments by France, Germany, and Russia illustrated the deep divisions over Iraq that still plague the Council. Germany's foreign minister, Joschka Fischer, said his government rejects war because Iraq was starting to cooperate with the inspectors.
Why should we now, especially now, abandon our plan to disarm Iraq with peaceful means? The majority of the Security Council members believe that there are no grounds for breaking off the disarmament process carried out under the supervision of the United Nations now.
Russia's foreign minister, Igor Ivanov, offered this comment through an interpreter.
If today we really had indisputable facts demonstrating that from the territory of Iraq there is a direct threat to the security of the United States of America, then Russia, without any hesitation, would be prepared to use all the means available provided for under the United Nations Charter to eliminate such a threat.
Despite the anger by some over the push toward war, council members said it was time to focus on assisting the Iraqi people. Secretary General Kofi Annan pointed out that under international law, the combatants in any conflict must protect civilians.
In any area under military occupation, responsibility for the welfare of the population falls on the occupying power, without in any way assuming or diminishing that ultimate responsibility. We in the United Nations will do whatever we can to help.
Kofi Annan says he fears a massive humanitarian disaster in a country that already is in dire straits because of previous wars and economic sanctions. The most immediate concern is food. The UN-run program that allows Iraq to use its oil revenue to buy food has been suspended with the departure of UN personnel from the country. U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte addressed that concern.
Working with others in the Council, we are prepared to present soon a draft humanitarian resolution that would ensure the continuity of the program.
The U.S. and British proposal calls for making adjustments in the Oil for Food program. If the resolution is approved, the U.N. Secretary General would administer the release of Iraqi oil money to purchase food and other vital goods for the people of Iraq during and immediately after war. The resolution presumably would find support, given the urgency expressed by council members today about helping the Iraqi population. Kofi Annan says the United Nations has been trying to pre-position stocks of food and other supplies, but the donations to that effort, he says, are inadequate.
For these preparations, we requested $123.5 million from donors a month ago, but only $45 million have been pledged and $34 million received to date.
The Secretary General warned that he is likely to increase the amount of his aid appeal. He urged the Security Council to put aside its differences and once again find unity in the cause of relieving human suffering. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.